all good information. The antenna, I think, is as good as I can possibly make it without buying a tower. And if I ever take it down again, I think the only difference I would make would probably just drop the 6 meter and put like a 17 foot or whatever the hell they are dual band. And I kind of am with you. I kind of have moved away from pies. I've learned and just gotten frustrated with them enough that there's just no balls. Even if you get a 4 gig model, I haven't messed with 8 gig models, but I have no desire to because the processing's just not there. So what I've been doing is putting Linux on like small Nooks, old Nooks, like even 7th-gen i5s. They run like absolute beasts on Linux compared to a Pi. So I just put in, 25 smart lights for my cabinet lighting and some other bulbs and stuff throughout the house, 30-something. And what I did to integrate some of my Google stuff with my Apple stuff was I built this thing called HomeBridge, which is a smart home server, basically, that allows Google and Apple devices to communicate in one app. So, and I'm running that on a Nook, and it's yawning. It's hardly consuming resources, and I guarantee if that was on a Pi, it would probably be struggling. So I'm going to see what I have laying around at work today. If I can find an old box, I'll put whatever I need to on that. And then, yeah, that's the biggest thing where I'm in the dark is the RF decks. Like I said, space is a premium where I'm going to be putting them. I can put them under my desk, so, I mean, there's room. But the other thing I don't want is clicking and relays turning on and off when I'm sleeping and the repeater's firing off. But I guess I could always, shut that down at night. That's another problem. But, yeah, I'll try the node. If the node works, I might just build a duplex all-star node and put an amp on it and be done with it.